unthinkable in the future. The first is the one between the government and the National Democratic Front. And the National Democratic Front is the broad alliance of different sectors, including and especially maybe because the major organizations of the National Democratic Front are the Communist Party of the Philippines, which is established in 1968. And the Mexico Party, which was established by the secret in 1969. The NDS, the National Democratic Party of the Philippines itself, the front and the initiative of the Communist Party of the Philippines. So this group has been waging a competitive war in the military and the classical Maoist model. But of course, they have done it by, you would say, creatively applying this into the Philippine conditions, and that's the reason that they have survived the Russian war, they have survived years of temporary insurgency operations by the government. So they have, through all these circumstances, they have even grown to the point that the government has not been able to go into peace negotiations with the NDS or the PPP or the FDA. The ultimate conflict is the Mindanao conflict, which is most mainly a Muslim conflict, a specialist movement. It's something that about the same time, has been also raising and struggling against the Mindanao government. There have been two peace agreements to the Mindanao rebels, but both of which apparently have not, obviously have not got peace in Mindanao. So there is not going to be this another moral Islamic liberation front, which is now leading this government, and also undertaking peace negotiations with the government.
You
describe the National Democratic Party as a leader of the political wing of the Administration of the Republic. So, strictly speaking, the political party is the weak one of the party. And the National Democratic Party is an alliance of people's organizations. Of course, all of them are on the ground. To say that they are critical because they share the political goal of the Communist Party of the Philippines. But most of these are skeptical organizations. They do not have no intention of joining the political arena in the traditional sense. They are mostly the most advanced of the secular interests of whatever group they represent. But they have come to the realization that they cannot really advance this interest without speaking to the same time, so first of all, the liberation of the whole country.
If you choose to be more involved with the different
the best way of doing that is to look at the history. Historically, we speak about the peace negotiations with the NDS and the government, and by the fear that their rights are more involved. But in the process, especially in the past few years, it has become more and more clear and even useful for people to eliminate the moral problem with the arms conflict between the government and the NDS. And it is no not only is it the defense of it, we might say that we don't want to be premiers or discussers, but increasingly, even the legal democratic movement, even in questions not directly related to the peace question, there's a growing realization and the advocacy for bringing democracy and national freedom with the solution of the United States. And this is also not just that the part of the mainstream advocacy, even the moral movement. From the conversation between the NGF and the government, and between the MIRF and the government, it's very clear that both the MIRF and the NGF consider the Vietnam conflict as an international issue. They have made the key effort to build the international foreign third party. In fact, in the case of the Moro movement, before the MIRF came about, the Moro National Liberation Fund is actually the Moro National Liberation Fund, the MIRF, actually the mother liberation fund in the Muslim Empire. From the beginning, the thing that they declared to the going to Santiago to operate in the Philippine Republic and to set up a long-term republic, long-term nation. They almost immediately disappeared for the support of the OIC, the Organization of Foreign Countries. And this is not so promising because they have such models of the Palestinian and other Islamic movements with the support of the OIC. In the case of the MIRF, the problem is that the OIC itself, like it intervened, it intervened in favor of doing the moral problem as an intervening domestic problem. And that, of course, if you need an adjustment, it's because it becomes Australia. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But my reading now, and we've got the eight that we've become for international license. The information movement will be at the best advantage. Before even before Michael was for example, in the Philippines, the I'm going to Thank you. no one can explain them about an individual. But some of the events came out in August. The U.S. included the CPT, the Communist Party, the army, and the chief political consultant from the NDR, who is also the founding chairman of the Communist Party of the Philippines, who now no longer the chairman, who is in Dubai, in the Netherlands, but is working as the leader of the political consultant from the NDR. Professor Christian Maria Cesar. So, Professor Cesar was picked up as the leader of the NDR.
Also, I was talking about the
I think the government has to be specifically, and very bluntly, the government refuses to produce information that can be allowed to be sent. And they are very, very sensitive on this point, especially when in 1996, the MDF made the declaration of the people to apply the law. To be allowed them to relate to the foreign government without this foreign government being sanctioned by international law and so on. Now, definitely, this was absolutely unacceptable to the government, and they kept saying so and accepting so. However, the government is clear because it is now a provision of the media for people. We need that undertaking. They never insisted on the negotiating table that they had the right explicitly to let go of the most important one, the basis for the position. They didn't mention question one or question two. Honestly, because we knew it was a very sensitive question. But we were saying we are using the principles and we are basing the tradition on what is required in the concrete situation. So this is not probably the idea. We don't think that we have to return, but the implications of having to return appears very consistent in the traditions of religion. Yes, and this is a very interesting, you know, this could be a very interesting study. The way language was, language engineering was used to avoid those simulations which were unacceptable to the government because they would seem to indicate, or they would seem to imply that the interest of and the end of going along, looking for formulations that we can write back in the letter, but the essence of it, we show that indeed there was that. Then, in fact, in the retreat, in the written exchanges, the government would argue that we could have allowed this because it would give you the possibility and allow you to. The status of the negotiation, then the office of the investigation said, no, we don't get the firm to speak to the gain the status of the negotiation and the negotiation. We knew we don't need the status of the negotiation from the Philippine government. We have a radio field that status of the negotiation, we have a field that we use for our study. So this is something that other states do this, not the people who are
in that sense, the period of time. Without even
Further information.